Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hey, Sam. I got a letter in the mail. I just wanted to find out if we can work out the loan with you guys.
Oh, okay. Did you have a... It's a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yeah, it's, I do have it. It is 2211.
2211?
0401.
Okay.
3196.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull it up and see what we're working with here. All right. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Nick.
Nick, okay. And Nick, what is the name of the business that you're calling with?
Avian Dance Incorporated or San Jose Dance Fair.
San Jose Dance Fair. Okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner over there?
No, my wife is actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I want to make sure I have the right file here. Is the billing address 945 Stonehurst Way?
Oh, you got my home address, actually.
Oh, that's the home address. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. Okay, just a second, sorry.
No problem.
All right, what is the, what's the right address for the business?
376.
Okay.
Ray Street, R-A-C-E.
Okay.
San Jose, California, 95126.
95126, okay. All right. And is this the 408-460-4091? Is that the best number to reach at?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so, you know, what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer. It's for both equipment financing and working capital. We do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
So basically, we need some capital cash flow things, you know, because we do generate about $60,000 a month in revenue. But, you know, we run a little short some months, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what my primary focus is, you know, to get a loan, you know, which... During the hard times, you know, we have, and then pay you guys back, you know.
Sure, okay. Any idea on how much you were looking for?
Well, we would like about $30,000.
Okay. All right, and how soon did you want to get those funds in place?
Well, as soon as we can, you know, it's not... Yeah, I don't need it right away, but the earlier the better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you guys primarily do over there?
We have a specialty shop. We sell dance wear.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about ballet, jazz, tap, ballroom supplies.
Oh, okay. All right. Dance wear. Got it. All right, and how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business for about 14 years. Has been in business. It was a running business. We bought it, which was running for about 30 plus years.
Oh, wow. All right. All right. And are you incorporated, or what's the business structure like?
Yeah, it's incorporated.
Incorporated, okay. Okay. Now, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No.
No. Okay. So, just a little rundown on, you know, how these things work. We're they're primarily based on sales. So we're typically able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. That cash then gets deposited into the business checking account, and you're free to use it however you see fit. Now, the terms for the loan generally range anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years. And the process is we get you qualified for the largest amount possible as well as the longest term possible, and then we work backwards from there. We allow you to choose how much you'd like to take and the term that you'd like to match it up with. So we'll give you a couple different options. Now, what do you guys do for your top line revenue, for your gross sales?
What do you mean by top line revenue?
So like your gross annual sales, like total sales for the year.
It's about $800,000.
$800,000, okay. All right, so off that number, you know, you'd be looking at probably $80,000 being available to you. But like I said, you can choose to, you know, just go with the $30,000 that you need. And then another nice thing about it is it's a renewable source of working capital. So if you only need $30,000 now, you can do the $30,000. And then, you know, if you need to come back for more, it's still there available to you. Now,
the point is that I understand that. So tell me, what kind of interest rate do you guys charge?
Okay, so the rate's going to depend on which term that you match it up with. So, I mean, are you looking, how are you primarily going to use the cash? Is it just to cover, like, to give you a cushion, or are you purchasing inventory with it? How are we using this?
It's going to be purchasing inventory.
Oh, okay. So now when you purchase inventory, how long does that typically take you to turn it over?
You know, let me say 3 to 4 times, actually, I will say that, you know, it will take me.
Okay.
So let's say I buy, you know, some it depends on the items too, right?
Sure.
Some items will go right away. Some items will take time, you know, so... So like, for example, a jazz shoe will turn over within 2 months, okay? We'll sell it out, okay? So we have to buy more.
Yeah, okay.
So, but some clothing may not, you know? It may take more time. So I'll say that inventory turnover ratio is probably 3 to 4, actually, I guess, you know?
Okay. Okay, and the reason that I ask is because you can match up the term with kind of, you know, your business model. So if you're going to be turning this over and going to be making the money back, you know, sooner than later, you can set it up on a term that matches it. So obviously, you know, the longer the term, the more interest you're going to be paying. So if you can match it up to something that, you know, shortens it and you're able to make your money back, you're going to pay less in interest. Now, we typically start at about 10 cents on the dollar and kind of work from there. It will vary depending on a few different factors. Now, you said your wife is the, is she the 100% owner of the business?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now, how does her personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
Well, it is somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Any past bankruptcies, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm just taking notes by hand, jotting all this down.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, some of the factors when it comes to actually getting, you know, a rate, if you will, it's going to be the personal credit, the time in business is a good factor as well, and then the industry that you're in. Now, in order to get you actual hard numbers, we have to take a look at a few different things. It's based on kind of a real-time analysis of the business cash flow. So we look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements. We look at those as well as the most recent tax return that you have. And from there, Usually takes us about 24 hours. We can give you a couple different options for, you know, the total amount that you qualify for, the terms that you would be approved for, and then a breakdown of the payback on each term. Now, we don't assign an actual, like an APR to it. What we do is we just give you a fixed cost. So if you borrow $30,000, we're going to tell you you're going to pay back like $36,000, something like that. And that's just a random number. It could be anything. But we can get you those numbers very quickly and easily. It takes about, 24 hours.
Okay. So now let me ask you this one. So you say that, just for example sake, you say $30,000, you will charge $6,000 as an interest on it.
Sure.
So that's like almost 20%, right? Depending on the...
Well, it depends. I mean, if that's over 2 years, it's a little different.
Yeah, sure.
Which is why, that's exactly why we don't assign an APR to it, because it's misleading. An APR really is just a way to calculate your total payback. We're just going to tell you the total payback up front, so you don't have to worry about calculating it.
Okay. All right. So that sounds reasonable. So let's say that... So what are the steps, okay? What should we do? I mean, how should we proceed?
Okay, yeah. So the next step, really, I mean, we have a general idea of, how much you need, what you're using it for. The next step is to get you qualified. So we'll find out how much we can approve you for and then the different options for the terms. To do that, I just need a one-page application, 6 months of the business bank statements, and the most recent business tax return that you have. Did you guys do 2015 already?
For the last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have
done that. We do it every year. We have an accountant. I can give you information from that.
Okay, so how about this? What is a good email address? I can send you the application and a list of everything that I would need.
Okay. My email address is N as Nancy. Okay. JAIN 2000 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So that was N like Nancy, J A I M like Mike, 2000.
No,
N like Nancy again. Okay. All right. And then 2000 at gmail.com. Okay, so what I will do right now is I will send you an email. It'll have the application attached to it and a list of what I need, so the bank statements and the tax return. Do you guys accept credit cards as payments over there?
Yes.
Okay, so in that case, I'll also need 4 months of your merchant processing statements just to show the credit card sales. But I can list all of that in the email. I can send it over to you right now. Does it all sound like something you have on hand, easy to get, the bank statements, the processing statements, and the tax return? Hello? Nick, are you there?